opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by
Eagle Bank.
Pitch is swung on and missed. A sweeper. Inning over. Strike three called. Beautiful sinker on the inside corner. Strike three called. Sweeper on the outside corner. Bayo pitches. And a swing and a miss. He got him. Held on to by Wong. And with his 10th strikeout, Bayo pitches a complete game. 10-2, the Red Sox offense does it again.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. And if they're in the back of that truck, it is rolling downhill with some speed. There's a buzz in the air. Once again, it's still somebody drilling outside the studios here, but there's also a buzz about the home team. Ted Johnson in the house for a 2 o'clock hour because we're going to talk to Alex Cora, 2:30.
Yep.
Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside. So those two, we know, optimistic about a team that's won 5 in a row, that's going for a second straight sweep. That is as far above 500 as it's been all season, that is rolling toward the All-Star break, rolling toward the trade deadline. Our guy Will Fleming telling us they are absolutely looking to be aggressive to spend and buy and add to this team. Yoshida returns to the lineup tonight in DH. Bregman is just champing at the bit to get back out there. Bayo looking like an All-Star pitcher. Historic type outing last night. So Ted Johnson.
Yo.
The floor is yours, Mr. Cynical One.
Yeah.
Why are you not going to embrace the love and the momentum that is in the air at Fenway Park?
Well, you weren't here yesterday. You were, I don't know, drinking your Miller Lights out there on the water. God bless you. You
yep.
rubbed it in our face.
Best yep. life doesn't
while we
look
were on
itself,
air.
Daddy.
Fitzy, right? He's sending us pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Not cool, man.
Yeah.
Not cool. We'll talk about that. But what I said to Fitzy yesterday and to Dan was that I got to see more out of this against the better teams. Well, Ted, they've done it all season long. That's fine. This is a little bit of a different team than it's been in the last few weeks, as we know. So I got to see it against better competition. They got 3 games against the Rays before the All-Star game on Tuesday. That'll tell me a little bit more, but it's really just those games, 3 division leaders that they play leading up to the trade deadline, which is, I believe, July 31st.
It is.
That's when I will know really what this team is about. Not to this point, no. And it was funny because I was skeptical of the team last week, and you guys came in after a bad loss, and we're like, oh, maybe you're right. Look, I'm – Can I be skeptically optimistic? Is that a thing? Because that's kind of what I am.
Sure.
It's maybe okay. Straddling the fence, yeah, but that's where I'm at, Fitzy. Look, I like what I'm seeing. The hitting, I mean, the pitching is starting to be lights out other than Walker Buehler. So there are starting to be signs that this team may be figuring out, Fitzy, but it's against lesser competition, so I'm a little bit reluctant to give them totally their flowers totally.
I completely understand, Ted, and I think just the same way Andy and I have adopted the mantra, appropriately loaded, a new catchphrase on the show can be skeptically optimistic as well. But when you look back, fellas, excuse me, on the last 10 starts for Brian Baio, 2-2-3-3-0-4-3-2-2 earned runs allowed. This kid, excuse me, is really starting to put it all together. Brian Baio is slowly before our eyes turning into a high end of rotation starting pitcher. And guys, we saw a complete game last night. Yes, it was against the quadruple A Rockies, who Trevor Story continues to haunt in his first series against them since they, well, first put the onus of the contract on us. But now he's obviously redeeming himself. Yeah, it's not the biggest, best ball club in Major League Baseball by any stretch, boys. But Brian Baio now emerging as a solid number two. If you got Crochet and Baio and everyone is hitting in the lineup, Duran, wherever they decide to bat him, he's hitting. Story, as we know, as Bregman said, most important player in the offense as well. Rafael is in a grind. Roman Anthony, big boy pants season is here. Even if it's against inferior competition, you feast and you fatten up and you get ready for that stretch run, Ted. So I'm hoping that by the time they go to the All-Star break, you are more than skeptically optimistic. You are reasonably optimistic.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
I like the skeptically optimistic. I really kind of wanted to mock it initially.
Yeah.
As sort of fencing it, kind of having your feet in both worlds. But I actually think it kind of describes the way I feel about the Red Sox. I can be honest about that. I still would like to see them continue to do it with regularity. And the biggest thing I don't want to see, you mentioned it. Last time Fitzy and I were feeling optimistic, the next day they went out crappy running, crappy defense. Like, they took this major step backwards.
Like the next game.
Right, like it struck midnight, and all of a sudden it's a pumpkin again, and Cinderella's running with no shoe on trying to get back. Like, don't do that. You're going to lose. You're not always going to win. But don't look inept. Don't look like a minor league team with poor fundamentals. But skeptically optimistic would also probably describe the way I look at the New England Patriots heading into the new season. Mm-hmm. So we may continue to use that word in the 4 o'clock football hour, but also I would even say the Boston Celtics. That feels like the air. There's a lot of people like me that think they're going to be a top half of the East, but they're skeptically optimistic because you got to do it without Jason Tatum and you got to do it with a retooled roster. So that's a nice little phrase you stumbled into there, Teddy.
I appreciate that.
But I will say, from a Red Sox perspective, you kind of mentioned it. We're going to talk to Alex Cora, and we've talked about how difficult his job has been a lot of this year, dealing with personalities and Devers and lineups and pitchers getting absolutely canned in the first. Now, all of a sudden,
daughter's graduation.
Right. All of that stuff. Now it's like all of a sudden his job seems pretty easy because the starting pitcher goes 5-6 innings, maybe 9 innings if it's last night. He gives you a quality start. And, oh, by the way, over the last 10 games, you're averaging 8.6 runs per game. So it's not that hard to win in baseball if you get 6-plus innings from your starting pitcher and you get 10, 9, 8 runs per game. You're going to win a lot of baseball games, and you don't have to do a lot of thinking when you don't have to go to the bullpen until like the 7th or 8th inning. Kind of plays itself out naturally.
If I tell you that the teams that they're hitting the cover off the ball against are teams that are combined under more than 60 games under 500, does that change your viewpoint? Are you like, hey.
You know what The Rock used to say? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You know why?
Why?
Because I am going to be consistent with this. If I am going to
60 games under 500.
If I'm going to criticize them for losing to the White Sox, if I'm going to criticize them for sucking against the Angels, then I have to give them credit. I can't make those no-win situations for them. Yes, if they were a better team, I would. They're not a great team. Right now, the Boston Red Sox are a mediocre team trying to get to where they wanted to be to start the season. Playoff contender, wild card slot, and then look for the division. So I'm going to be consistent. You can only beat the teams that are in front of you. You weren't beating the bad teams previous to this. You were allowing teams like the Angels to make their bones by playing you. Well, at least you stopped doing that. Now you're making your bones by playing inferior opponents. So that's a baby step. That's a step forward. And I would also say, doesn't this feel, Fitzy, sort of sustainable in a way? Because some of the good you expect to remain good. Garrett Crochet is supposed to stay your ace all year long. Maybe Baio has turned a corner. Maybe you trade for Joe Ryan. I don't know. In the lineup, Well, Bregman hasn't come back yet. You expect him to be better. Maybe Jaren Duran, if he's still on the team, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Maybe he gets hot at some point and his heat replaces Rafaela, who maybe you say, you know what, Rafaela probably not going to stay this hot for the totality, but there's some guys that could even this out to keep this. They believe they're a good offensive team, and I think there are some. Yoshida comes back. That's a professional hitter. Don't we all expect him to bat 280?
Yes.
Roll out of bed, bat 280.
Yes.
So if there is a little bit of a regression or a letdown, and maybe Story doesn't stay as hot, or maybe Rafaela doesn't stay as hot, or maybe Anthony goes through ups and downs because he's a young player, well, maybe Bregman and Yoshida pick up the slack. Duran picks up the slack. And Fitzy, we are who we thought we are. We're a playoff team, baby.
Yeah, and on top of it all, we really have to give, and I know Alex Cora will be joining us in 20 minutes here on WEI Afternoons, but we got to talk to him about this lineup thing, because 74 different lineups on the season. Do you think he thought that he would have had 30, 25 different lineups on the entirety of the season? I know injuries are unpredictable, and having a number of role players like this has made his job extremely commendable. We have to take our – I know Eaton is being sent down for Yoshida coming up, but all the injuries, all the various lineups, all the different guys he's integrated, and look at the way some of them are coming through. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, Ted, but I think it bears repeating, Andy. Do you know who the best hitter in Major League Baseball is right now against left-handed pitching?
Romy Gonzalez.
That is correct. Romy, my homie, Gonzalez. Like, look at some of these – the way some of these guys are coming through is awesome, and I think that, Andy – is what is slowly becoming the story of the 2025 Red Sox. The spare parts, role player, expendable. Everyone counted us out 25 different times, but they rolled through town and said, I'm not dead yet, to quote your favorite movie, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I just got an update from Dan Ball. 75 lineups, Fitzy. You're a day old and a dollar short here to try to
update the tote board, fellas.
Coming fast and furious, Fitzgerald.
Oh, speaking of tote boards, guys, in order to reach our goal of 92 wins and 70 losses, which absolutely would be certifiable come playoff time, your Boston Red Sox only need to go 44-25.
Doable. More doable by the day as you continue to beat up the teams you're supposed to beat up. And Ted's right. Ted's right. You got the Rays right around the corner. Ted, that's a big boy baseball team.
Hey, real
right?
quick, clip that, will you? There's a
okay. Oh, yeah. I'm on it.
Oh, believe me, we know you love, but the Rays are a real baseball team.
Real baseball team, yes.
So if they, it's four-game series. So if they split, are you feeling okay about that? If you finish the sweep of the Rockies and split with the Rays, are you okay with that? 5-2 in your last seven here heading into the break, would that be okay? Obviously, you're looking for 3-1.
I'm okay with that, but I'm not buying what they're selling until the trade deadline. Tell me what they are at the trade deadline. And then I'll have a definitive kind of feeling on what this team is at that time and place.
And I will admit, Fitzy, that our chat with Will Fleming on Monday.
By the way, you took a day off, and that done blew up hard.
Well, I know, because people don't like the truth to be out there. We like to pretend that sports heroes aren't flawed and don't do dumb things and aren't jackasses at times. And, you know, he happened to tell the world that Rafi Devers, just because you moved him from one coast to the other, is still a bit of a dink of a baseball player. But he also, Will Fleming, injected more energy into my belief in this baseball team, because the tone that Will Fleming brought to us, and we've talked a lot about it. He often wears his emotions and his beliefs on his sleeve. Mm-hmm. You listen to 9 innings of baseball, you know how he feels about each inning of that baseball game, each at bat.
Which I absolutely appreciate and love.
Mm-hmm. Same. Well, so when he comes in here and he's borderline, Dan Ball is borderline giddy, a way to describe what Will Fleming was when talking about the approach he thinks the Red Sox are going to take at the trade deadline.
He and confident to a level that I was shocked to see.
Like a child on Christmas Eve feels pretty confident, like, he's getting a badass gift under the tree.
Like he said to you, we're buying. And then
yes.
I made just like a throwaway comment about, well, like Will saying we're buying, and was going into a new question, and he stopped me dead in my tracks to go right back to, guys, they are buying at this deadline.
They're going
to
spend.
Doubling down.
The first guy that brought They're up Joe spend. Ryan, yep. The Twins pitcher that is now everywhere because everybody says that the Red Sox are one of the teams that are monitoring Joe Ryan and a potential trade.
Said that
trade.
Earlier today, yeah, man.
Yeah, now it's everywhere. You heard it on Monday if you listen to WEEI Afternoons. You don't need to wait 2 days later for a national guy to pick
up. We're getting copied again?
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, a little bit. Flattery there.
Get them, boys.
So, but the tone of it is what I loved, because I'm not saying he said for sure they're going to go get Joe Ryan, but it was the tone of what this team wants to be, wants to do, over the next, what is it now, 23 days or whatever.
I hope so. There's a lot of heat around that those expectations right now.
And we've talked about it, though. They have been very vocal, both Breslow and Sam Kennedy, in their appearances on Nesson, which seem to be a nightly thing now. Are they now just officially part of their job is to just fill out part of the broadcast for Nesson? But they've been very consistent. We're going to buy. We're going to add. We're going to make this team better. We're going to. And then there was the little caveat, although we also have to do our job on the field to make sure that can happen. They're doing their job on the field, right?
Right now they are.
So they've painted themselves into a corner, in my opinion. They've painted themselves with their words and their play.
No doubt.
You are a buyer. You are a team that is worthy of being invested in. And then when I hear Will Fleming, who's tied in, he rides the plane with these guys. I'm a believer that sometimes when you ride planes with people, you have little chats with them, and it infuses a little information in your comments.
You would know.
I'm just saying, been there, done that. So sometimes when people like that have a certain tone and certain information, it's because they know something. So, Fitzy, I am all in heading toward the trade deadline. The team's winning on the field, and I do believe, as the manager likes to say, they're going to try to be aggressive to win at the trade deadline.
And why wouldn't you, especially if – so over those last six starts for Brian Baio, Stats and Research Department, well done on the show prep, Dan. Six consecutive starts. Each of the last six have had six innings pitched or more with three or fewer runs. So that is six straight quality starts. That is a roadmap. That is a sign. That's consistently enough. And he's also got one of only 13 complete games on the season as well. That means Baio is ready to be a two or a three. Now, if you got Garrett Crochet, the beast on the hill as your one, and you make a move, you embolden your team and go get another 2/3 starter, whether it's Joe Ryan or another pitcher you think that can actually fill in like that. Andy, if this team can get into the postseason and you can trot out one of the best 1-2-3s in a rotation in baseball, that's exactly what you need when you have an inconsistent lineup that isn't quite bringing the thump that we thought it would. That kind of 1-2-3 can give other teams fits come postseason.
All right, can I take the steering wheel? Let me drive here.
I don't know. Where are you going, Thelma?
Right, you're
Louise,
just,
whichever one drove off the cliff.
Just sit here and hang out. Okay,
it was
Thelma.
So it was not good.
It's me and Dan driving, all right? We're both driving, and we're talking about how we're going to be buyers.
Yep.
We're having a
good
time. I was listening to you on Monday, Craig Breslow. Carte blanche, whatever he wants to do. He's earned the benefit of the doubt. This guy's amazing. Daniel, how did the last year's trade deadline go? Because they were buyers last year. They got a bunch of guys.
That's right.
They got five guys. Yeah, you want to go down to the names again?
Yeah.
Real quick, just to remind people what Breslow did last year at the trade deadline.
Right-handed power bat, Danny Jansen.
Yep. Get the hell out of here, right-handed power bat.
You cannot give me that. That's what we were told. They were going to get a right-handed bat, and the answer was Danny Jansen.
And I rolled my eyes when he was acquired.
Hey, we're driving. Sit there. Go ahead, bud.
Hit about $180 with the Red Sox.
Exactly. Now. Right. Danny Jansen. Go ahead.
Then he went in and addressed his rotation. Got a young kid, yep. Quinn Priester. Interesting player.
Yep.
And then he was traded for Yoferi Rodriguez, adding to the outfield logjam. Now was a mid-3 ERA with the Brewers. Then you go to the bullpen.
Yep.
Lucas Sims had an 8 ERA with the Red Sox. Luis Garcia, 8 ERA. Mm. And then James Paxton, my favorite, Andy, because he pitched three times with the Red Sox, strained his calf, hated what happened so much that he retired from Major League Baseball.
I am a baseball genius.
That's buying at the deadline.
That's buying.
No, it isn't.
One more. We've got Luis Garcia, also a right-handed pitcher.
You're being disingenuous. You know that wasn't really buying. That was trying to placate the masses in a weird season by checking off at a very, very, very cheap level. Because everybody had to Google Danny Jansen. They're like, wait, he's the what? He's the right-handed power bat. Who is he? What does he do?
But that's a year where we were given that 2024 was full throttle, right?
Yes.
That's a year where we were told.
That was just for Netflix, guys.
What they said.
I don't care what they say.
Oh.
What about their actions?
Okay. Well,
what about their actions?
They've been saying a lot lately.
No. They've been doing a lot lately. Because what I do care what they said, one comment that resonated with me because it tied it into actions, not just words, but Sam Kennedy said, we are going to take the same approach at the trade deadline as we did last offseason, which landed Garrett Crochet, Alex Bregman, Aroldis Chapman, and company.
I'm just saying last offseason.
Offseason. And he actually, I think he may have even said like from last November through the winter or something like. So he's tying it into not words and phrases and fireworks or any of that crap. He's tying it into the actions. They're taking the same mentality that brought, as LeBron would say, not one, not two, but three all-stars this offseason were brought to Boston through that aggressive approach. They said they're doing the same thing.
It makes me nervous, Fitzy, when you hear the kind of front office people kind of telling you what they're going to do before they've done it. I don't know. It just makes me a little bit nervous. Look,
they said they were going to be aggressive last offseason before it started.
Before they got
And I was a little gullible, Andy, because I believed in them and said they were going to bring in multiple big money contracts. And what did they do? They brought in multiple big money, $100-plus million contracts.
And for the first time, Fitzy, since, what, 2021, they actually put a narrative out there and delivered on it. So you'll have to excuse myself and Ted as we're cruising down the highway, looking at it with a little bit of skepticism because it's only happened once in the last five seasons or so.
Yeah, but it's I feel like you want to believe Dan, and Ted told you to get in the car with him, and very few people in this life
Candy in the back seat.
Yeah, no, like Ted said, get in, little boy, and you're like,
all right, Mr. Johnson, fine.
I mean, it isn't, Tim. If I say no, the consequences are not something my 5'10 frame can handle.
I know we have to, like, we have to understand and learn from history, otherwise we're damned to repeat it, but you have to use a phrase that a lot of people use on social media when it comes to their teams and off-season deadlines and more, I'm ready to get hurt again. You have to be ready to believe. Great journeys sometimes begin with a little bit of a leap of faith. And this offseason, they were much more aggressive than before, so I tend to believe that they are going to continue with that because this AL is wide open for the taking if they so choose.
617-779-7937. We are talking Boston Red Sox baseball because they're rolling, baby. Five in a row, going for a second consecutive sweep tonight here at Fenway Park, where momentarily we will be joined by the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Cars for Kids. The Red Sox won their fifth game in a row last night. They beat the Rockies 10-2. Brian Baio threw a complete game. He is the first Red Sox pitcher with two or fewer runs allowed in 10 or more strikeouts in a complete game effort since Chris Sale on June 15th of 2019. The Red Sox go for the sweep tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito against Antonio Senzatella on the mound. And you can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. The Red Sox are also sending Nate Eaton down to AAA Worcester in order to make room for Masataka Yoshida to return to the active roster. And from around the league, the automated ball strike system will be used during next week's All-Star game in Atlanta. The Revolution return to action tonight at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter-Miami CF. Kickoff for that one is at 7:30. Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens revealed yesterday that the Celtics made offers to both Al Horford and Luke Kornet. Stevens also said that it doesn't appear likely that Horford will be returning to the team next season. In NBA league news, the Thunder are signing Chet Holmgren to a fully guaranteed five-year maximum rookie extension that could reach $250 million. And in the NFL, Buccaneers star left tackle Tristan Wirfs is expected to miss the start of the regular season because of a knee injury. Cars for Kids is the easiest way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS today or donate online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins the guys live here at Fenway Park, and that is next.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
One of these guys won three Super Bowls.
Ted Johnson here. I mean, he has one of the biggest necks that I've ever seen.
The other two cheered him on in their mom's basement.
Now, sit on Uncle Andy's lap here in Tankathon Nation.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park, where we are joined now by Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. By Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Things are flowing for the Red Sox right now. How are we feeling?
Feeling good. Playing good baseball. We've been talking about pitching the whole time.
Yep.
And when you see what Gio has done over the last five, Bello, same deal. Walker had a good one in Washington, and obviously Crochet has been amazing. I always said if we pitch, we're going to have a shot, and we've been doing that for a while.
We were joking earlier that at times this season your job has seemed hard. You know, when a starting pitcher is getting pulled in the first inning, or, you know, you're losing one-run games, making mistakes.
Lineup changes.
Lately, well, there's still lineup changes, but lately it's like –
there's lineup changes.
You know, but when your starting pitcher goes six innings and you're averaging like 8.5, 9 runs a game, your job tends to settle in a little bit, huh?
Yeah. It's a lot easier. And at the end of the day, that's what you want. I joke around with them before the game, just keep me out of the game. You know, like, I don't want to make any decisions. Just pitch, play good defense, hit, let's get that seven run lead, and then we can smile in the dugout and think about tomorrow. But it hasn't been that way the whole season.
Alex, I brought up the lineup changes because you have 74 lineup changes in 93 games. So I don't know if that's typical, if that's normal, but it just seemed like a lot. So that's why I brought that up. But let's talk about Brian Bello. Clearly, the kid's kind of locked in right now. You know, six quality starts in the last two games, incredible, a complete game. What have you seen from him that is impressing you right now about that kid?
Command has been on point the last five. That's something that we didn't have early in the season. That was the reason he wasn't being efficient. You know, he was going five innings with 100 pitches, 4 2/3, 100 pitches. He will get ahead and not put guys away, and that's been different the last two. The one in Cincinnati when he came in, against Cincinnati when he came in the fourth, you know, after the suspended game, mm-hmm. and took us to the eighth, and then yesterday, I think the first 14 pitches of the game were strikes, you know, quality strikes. And the sinker was good. The changeup was better. The cutter has, you know, become a weapon for him. And he's a strong individual. He is, you know. He works hard in between starts to try to go as deep as possible. And yesterday he had a lot in the tank late in the game.
Alex, we all knew that Roman Anthony was a big boy, but his evolution into a bad man at the plate has been almost, I think, even quicker than a lot of us believe. Did you ever see him? Are you amazed watching him put it all together this quickly? And how has his recent success at the plate helped the lineup?
No, obviously getting hits helps, but I think the process and the quality of the at bat has been there since day one. The kid, he controls the strike zone, he hits the ball hard, he doesn't deviate from his plan, and kind of like Merrill last year in San Diego, right? Like he, you know, they took him to overseas in the opening series. I think it was Japan, and they didn't expect him to be part of the roster, and all of a sudden he became a force for them. This kid is becoming a force for us, and, you know, I was kind of like stupid of pinch hitting him in his first big league start. We're not doing that anymore. Now he's hitting second. He's hitting third. He's playing good defense in right field. Tonight he's going to play left field. And, you know, we're going to keep challenging him. You know, he's a big part of what we're trying to accomplish now and in the future, and we're very happy with the progress.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us in WEEI Afternoons. You reference Roman playing left field, and you know how things grow in Boston. As soon as video of him taking balls off the wall hits social media, it's like, well, what about Jarren Duran? Are they trading Jarren Duran? Jarren Duran's been moved around the lineup. What is Jarren Duran's role with this team right now?
He's an everyday player that we're going to ask him to play in different positions, and we're going to hit him in different spots in the lineup. We'll do the same thing with Willie, do the same thing with Sedan. Most likely Roman will play every day. You know, obviously he'll need days off. And we'll ask the same thing for Yoshida. Like tonight, we're going to give Sedan the day off. You know, we're going to play four against Tampa, and it was a long weekend in Washington and the first two here. So give him a blow today. JD is going to play center. Willie's going to play right. Romy's going to play first. Hammy's going to play second. Marcelo third. Trevor at short. And Narvaez is going to be behind the plate. So we'll keep moving guys. And I think that's it's not a problem, to be honest with you. It's actually a luxury. At one point, one of the lefties is not going to start against a right-handed starter, which is tough to you know, ride that lineup without those guys. But at the same time, we're going to have weapons off the bench, you know, late in the games. We bring ref. Let's say there's a situation, there's a lefty on the mound. We send ref up there to pinch hit for somebody. They bring the righty, and we got Willie or Jaren or Massa to pinch hit in that spot. So, well, now we got to start managing now.
You're talking luxuries. I mean, Romy Gonzalez, who, I mean, I bludgeoned you to death with first base questions earlier in the year, and that was kind of – the guy that you had tagged for that position, but he clearly plays a lot of different positions, but he's crushing the ball. I mean, he's got a .338, average right now. Just talk about Romy Gonzalez and how he's been for you this year.
Yeah, it's a good player. We got lucky there. The White Sox put him on waivers before the 24 season. He had a big shoulder surgery. We claim him, and, you know, since day one here, he's impressed us with the work ethic, the baseball IQ, and the physicality. You know, this is a strong kid. He's gotten better, you know, and I think Ref has done an amazing job with him, kind of like taking him under his wing and kind of like talking to him about attacking lefties and the role and all that stuff. And he's been great. Today he's playing against a righty. He's playing first base, you know, to stay away from Toro. For tonight, just give him a blow too. But he's a guy that he can play the outfield, he can play second, he can play first. He hits lefties and righties. He's a good base runner. I mean, we're very, very happy that he's with us. Mikey Lowe in the house right here. By the way, Mike Lowe over there.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you're looking good, Mike Lowell.
Down street.
Yeah. 2007 awesome. World Series MVP Mike Lowell, I believe it says.
Yeah,
on the
sorry, yeah, yeah.
Card.
Yeah, put
MVP
some
Mike
respect
Lowell.
On that man's name.
Throwing out the first pitch today, Puerto Rican Heritage Night.
So oh, very
throwing
cool.
out the first pitch.
Represent.
That's brilliant.
Very good.
Hey, Alex, just a question about obviously your number one starter and all-star, one of three on the team, Garrett Crochet. Still got wins in the last couple of starts, but, you know, going five innings, giving up more hits than strikeouts. Just curious if you had ever possibly given any thought to maybe, depending on how the series against the Rockies goes and how things start out against Tampa, maybe giving him a little break heading into the All-Star game as opposed to starting him against the Rays.
No, he's going to start against the Rays. He will.
Okay.
But he will start Saturday instead of Friday. We're going to give him an extra day. Then I think the All-Star game, we're not sure if he's going to participate because he's pitching on Saturday. And the plan is for him to pitch the last game against the Cubs. So this is something we thought about it. We mapped it out. You know, obviously the last few have been a grind for him. And this is the first full season as a starter for him. Last year, that wasn't a full season for him. So we have to take care of him. The schedule helps us too, because then we get an off day after the Philly series. So he'll start against the Dodgers on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll take advantage of the All-Star break and also the schedule to give him a breather.
You touch on some things that make your job easier or luxuries. You're starting to put a handful of guys in the bullpen that can reach triple digits. Obviously, Chapman, the All-Star, but Hicks now arrives. He can hit there. One, does that make your job easier? Just feels like some teams, I remember the Rays 10 years ago, felt like every guy they brought out of the pen threw 100. And is there a shift in philosophy there organizationally to put a premium on velocity in the bullpen?
We've been talking about velocity in the organization for a while here, the last 2 years, and that's something that late in games, you don't want the opposition to put the ball in play. That's the reality of it. And if they put it in play, you want it to be weak contact. And when you're throwing hard like Chappie, Alcala, Jordan, you know, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, we feel very comfortable with the group that we have. There's a few guys in the minor leagues that are throwing hard and getting people out that I truly believe that if something happens, they're going to be here and help us out. You saw it with Fitz as a starter.
Yep.
You've seen it with Dobbins as a starter. So velocity is king in this game. You throw hard, you got a pretty good chance to get people out, and we're trying to accomplish that.
I'm glad you said that. This is a little bit of a self-serving question. We went through the juice ball era. Is there any chance we're in the juiced radar gun era? Because it felt like for 100 years, like,
five, like every,
everybody
yeah,
gets 100.
Yeah, we had a conversation, me and Ramon, our bench coach. We were sitting there the other day. It's like,
juiced.
You know, we played from 98 to 2011. Uh-huh. And we were going through pitchers. Like, how many guys threw 100? You know, Billy Wagner, he threw 100.
Right.
To the bullpen. Randy Johnson mm-hmm. wasn't consistent at 100.
Right.
And it felt like he was throwing 100.
Billy Koch?
Billy Koch. You know, the closers.
Handful.
But now he's like the 13th guy in the bullpen is throwing 100. You know, so I don't know. It's just.
So you're with me. The guns are.
I don't want to say that.
Thank
I
might, you.
Yeah, don't I don't want to say that, but I don't know. There's something
stinks.
Yes. And the way they. I mean, what impresses me too is like the hitters, like 100 for them is like 93 for us.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. Oh, he's throwing 100 with cut and ride. Like, what? He's throwing 100.
Yeah. I just, you know, Alex.
Different era.
You agreeing with him. It's we'll never hear the end of it.
When I'm right, I'm right.
I got to ask you, you know, a couple days ago, you talked about maybe just the difference, you know, in the approach to hitting, or more specifically, just not striking out as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of use maybe the lineup's different, clearly, now that Rafi's not in the lineup. But it also sounds like you've taken a different approach in more individualized kind of teachings before the games. What do you credit for the change in hitting style philosophy?
No, I think personnel is different. That's the reality of it. The other thing, on the flight from Anaheim to Boston, we had a lot of time to think about how we're going to fix this mess, you know, offensively. And we went through a stretch there that it was really good pitching. You know, Seattle, they have a great staff. San Fran, same thing. In Anaheim, we ran into Kikuchi and Anderson. They're doing an amazing job. And then Berrios here. But the one-on-one meetings, just first things first, makes the player accountable. Because when you walked into the stadium to Fenway, you got to have an idea who's going to pitch and the stuff that he has. In a group environment, I can sit in the back and they're talking about, Bassett. Yeah, Bassett. Cutter, sinker, breaking ball, changeup. Jaren, what you got? Well, I'm going to look for him here, and I'm going to try to shoot him to left center. I'm going to try to lay off the breaking ball, and, you know, that's going to be my approach today. And then they go, hey, Alex, what you got? Oh, I'm right there with Jaren, you know? So you can get away with murder, right? Like, if you didn't study in a group environment, it's easy to play the part, right? And now when you get to Fenway, you better have an idea what that guy is doing, and then the coaching staff will walk you through it. You know, they're going to attack you this way because you're not hitting this pitch right now. You've been late on this pitch, or you've been out in front of breaking balls, so I expect this type of attack against you. So let's work from 4 o'clock till 6 on that approach, and then we execute in the game, and so far so good.
Alex, any update on Tanner Houck, Dobbins?
He's pitching right now in AAA. Okay. Actually, he was into the fourth inning. It was fourth scoreless innings. He looked like he was throwing the ball well.
Great. And if any of those guys might join the rotation or make it a crowded bullpen anytime soon?
Not yet. I think you know, him, the bouncing back has been a challenge for him after rehab outing. So hopefully after this one, we'll know tomorrow or the next day how he feels. Hopefully he feels good. And as you know, he's very important for us, and we need him healthy. You know, with Dobbins, we'll see what we do. There's a good chance he'll be with us over the weekend and make a start. And the other one, who else?
Bregman. Oh,
Alex. Yeah, Alex.
Bregman. Sooner rather than later?
Very sooner rather than later. Yeah.
Very as in this week?
There's a good chance. There's a really good chance. Yeah.
Okay. And before we let you go, I don't want to ask you to look ahead, but we won't talk to you next week. You referenced All-Star break coming. What does the All-Star break look like for the manager?
Yeah, so long story short, during the holidays, we were at the house. We had a party. And my best friends and their wives, they were talking, boom, boom, boom. We're watching a Coldplay concert.
Go. I'll see you there.
And
me too.
And they're like, oh, whatever. That'll be great to go. And I'm like, let me take a look. And I'm like, oh, shoot. They're going to be at Gillette over the All-Star break. So the night continue. And I'm making sure all my friends are here for the weekend, for the week. So we got a big – I mean, actually, they start getting here Friday. They're leaving Thursday, so we're going to a concert on Wednesday. So nice. It should be fun. Nice. It should be fun.
It's see you there. Great.
Yeah, right?
It'll be there. He'll be there.
It's going to be a long week for us, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I regret those parties back home because we make decisions not feeling great. Let's put it that way.
You a big sing-along guy, Alex? Checks.
Yeah. Say what?
Are you a big sing-along guy? Do you go to the concert and sing along with everyone?
No. I'm more of a like YouTube videos, and then pull out the mics at the house and everybody joins me. That's how we do it. Yeah.
Nice. All right, Alex, good luck tonight, and then in the Rays series, hopefully we keep the momentum going into the All-Star break.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The concert.
It. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Alex.
You.
Good luck.
Yeah, Alex.
Thanks.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora with us here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll react to a couple comments from what he just said, including sooner rather than later, Alex Bregman. Sounds like we'll see him before the end of the week. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
During the holidays, we were at the house. We had a party. My best friends and their wives, they were talking, boom, boom, boom. We're watching a Coldplay concert.
Go. I'll see you there.
And
me too.
And they're like, oh, whatever. That'll be great to go. And I'm like, let me take a look. And I'm like, oh, shoot, they're going to be at Gillette over the All-Star break. So I'm making sure all my friends are here for the weekend, for the week. So we got a big, actually they start getting here Friday. They're leaving Thursday. So we're going to a concert on Wednesday. So nice. It should be fine. Nice. It should be fine.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora just a few moments ago with us here on WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park. Apparently the manager, as well as Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and pretty much everyone in New England will be at Coldplay at Gillette next week.
I mean, if you're one of the cool kids, you'll be there.
I will not be there because I'm not one of the cool kids. I don't even really feel like I don't even have FOMO because I don't even know what I'm missing out on. So I don't like there's none. There's no fear there.
Are you familiar with many of their songs, Hart?
Yeah, we were just doing it during the break. I'm familiar with them, but they're just not something I would necessarily go out of my way to go see.
L7.
And I have heard that this is Taylor Swift level popular in terms of tickets at Gillette for next week. A difficult ticket to get, very expensive on the secondary market. Dan Ball?
I'd like to put my hand up and show some accountability. I did not realize how many of these songs I know and how good this concert seems like it potentially
Oh, now
be.
You want to go?
Ted
will bring you.
I didn't realize at the time.
I'm maxed out, man.
All right, well, listen, if my wife bailed.
I thought we were driving down the highway together. What happened?
I pushed you out, though.
He ditched you quick.
So, Dan Ball, if my wife bails, you have to fight Stiz for the right to go with
I was just I thought you were going to offer it up, and I was like, Nick, you promised me if your wife bails.
Beyond Coldplay, though, I thought there were a lot of interesting nuggets and interesting tone in the chat with Alex Cora, which we always leave with a good feeling. If we're being honest, he does a nice job. Like, you know, you ask him about Jarren Duran, which feels like it could be a controversial topic right now. And he's like, well, he's an everyday player who then he went on to say he won't play every day, but he's an everyday player.
Yeah, what's that, jujitsu? When you use the energy against him?
It's like he a little bit.
Questioned and kind of rebounded it back.
He definitely did. Yep. He did emphasize Roman's going to play every day. Roman, in that group of everybody else, Roman Anthony is going to play every day.
Which is a shift in philosophy.
Right, because it wasn't long ago, and he mocked himself, it wasn't long ago we were talking about their plan was to not hit Meyer and Anthony against lefties.
Right, mocked him.
Now he's like, well, that was dumb. You know, he's going to play against everybody because he's the man, basically.
Yep.
But he talked a lot about those moving pieces and Rafaela, Yoshida, Jarren Duran, those guys will kind of get nights off depending on the situation.
It reminded me kind of how we were talking about this team at the beginning of the season. Like, just all these options that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bregman gets hurt and Casas gets hurt. And, you know, when guys weren't playing up to their ability and we thought Yoshida would be back and he wasn't. So all these options that we thought we had at the beginning of the season, they didn't. And now it feels like it did at the beginning when we all thought, look at all these different options and scenarios that he can to move guys around with.
Yeah, and so now it's almost sort of like if the Red Sox go into the All-Star break a couple games over 500, instead of poo-pooing it or whining that they should have been better, we should, I won't say marvel at it, but be proud of the accomplishment, especially with Alex Cora managing those 75 different lineups, recalibrate expectations, and consider that, hey, in the second half, this is really the team that we always thought we were getting, minus Casas, performing at an even higher level, Ted, yes. With the oncoming more high quality opponents,
it's amazing. It was last year that right after the All-Star break, this team can just go down in a blaze of glory. Right after, so those games after the All-Star break and before the trade deadline. I mean, I think there's probably like 10, 12, 15 games.
Huge.
It's huge. Massive, massive.
Reminds me of your sport where a lot of, you know, end of second quarter, beginning of third quarter, kind of valuable than just a couple minutes on either side and how it plays out.
Just to remind people, Alex Cora, since 2019, he has a 55 winning percentage in the first half and a 47 winning percentage in the second half.
Okay, we get the negativity. It's there. They've had some really bad August.
I'd be realistic.
Even he has talked about his team fading over the years, and it makes him even question some of the ways he goes about his business. Mm-hmm. So those are all on the horizon.
Yeah.
But right now, they're winning games. They're getting more talented, right? That's a fact. They're getting more talent available for the manager to use and piece
it's
together.
A lot more.
And that's regardless of the trade deadline. If they do something there, that could be even more. And then most importantly, what we took out of that interview was he agrees with me that the guns are juiced and there's can't really be this many people that throw over 100 miles an hour. It's ridiculous.
A soft agree. Come on.
You know what he did there? He agreed without wanting to end up as a headline on ESPN.
Right.
An MLB scandal or something. Like, he didn't want to go all in.
Fitzy.
But he and Ramon were sitting there talking about it.
If you saw his face, it was clear that he was looking. He wanted to say, Andy, I've been thinking the same thing. You're exactly right. But he couldn't. You know,
you knew it. And not only does he agree, Andy, but Ramon Vasquez agrees as well.
Yeah. The undefeated manager of the Boston Red Sox.
That's right.
The people's manager.
Yeah.
Don't look it up.
And I do. It's not a big deal. I get it. I say it. This is entertainment. It's actually good for baseball to have us wowing about 100-mile-an-hour pitch. Like, that's entertainment value in a sport that people wanted to say was boring, wanted to say was dying, all of those things. It's not a bad thing. I just don't believe it. I just don't happen to believe suddenly all these kids were born like 20 years ago that just naturally are able to throw 100 miles an hour.
Right, right.
Like Walter Johnson's rolling in his grave.
Without the juice.
Right, with no juice or anything. It's just purely gunned up. So, yes, Dan Ball.
This is to your point. From Tanner Houck in Worcester today. So we went 4 1/3, 3 hits, 2 walks, and a run, whatever. Sinker sat at 95, fastball at 96, but topped out at 101.
Woo! So now Tanner Houck is in the 100 club. Everybody's in the 100 club.
Yeah.
Everybody's in the 100 club.
Dickie Fitz, Tanner Houck, everybody's humming.
If I were Roger Clemens, I'd be pissed. Because I threw as hard as anybody in baseball, and I threw like 96 back in the day. And now, like, these
you think they're really, really juicing the club?
I do.
Yeah,
and so does Alex Cora. You saw his face. He agrees.
Do you think people go to the ballpark to see guys throw 100 miles an hour?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Miz? Nobody beats the Miz. This kid in Milwaukee now who throws 100 and like
Mizorowski, yeah.
Yeah, they're all, it's part of.
Ohtani beat Mizorowski.
He did. You know why? Because he hung a curveball and Ohtani's like gone.
That's true.
All right, it's coming up on 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the 3-point stance where I am going to talk about something I absolutely despise. And they're like, wow, that's a long list. I have no idea what you're talking about. Social media NFL workout videos. That'll be the subject of my 3-point stance.
Fitz,
up next,
he's not gonna like that.
Here on WEEI Afternoons.
The Red Sox Station. WEEI.
New England Sports Original. Original.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.